Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech using a voice cloned from the author. Taiwan's carbon exchange completed only 5 transactions, totaling 69 metric tons in its first year and a half. Most people's immediate reaction is that the market has failed, but I want to offer the opposite conclusion. This is not a failure. It is evidence that the institutional design is working exactly as intended. Consider that the same metric ton of carbon carries 3 different prices in Taiwan today. The carbon fee paid to the government is 300 New Taiwan dollars per ton. Purchasing carbon credits through the carbon exchange costs $3,000 to $4,000, and carbon calculated under the European Union's carbon border adjustment mechanism comes out to roughly $2,790. That $300 government price is sending a deliberate message to businesses. Invest your money in reducing emissions within your own facilities, rather than buying someone else's reductions on the open market to satisfy your compliance obligations. The problem is that most companies are still running their spreadsheets at $300. I came across one case involving a waste heat recovery system that would reduce emissions by 1,000 metric tons per year at an investment cost of $10 million. At $300 per ton, the carbon value works out to only $300,000 annually, meaning the project would take 33 years to pay for itself. The investment was shelved. But if that same company chose to apply an internal carbon price aligned with the CBAM rate of $2,790, the payback period on that identical project drops to 3.6 years. What was previously an uninvestable proposal becomes entirely viable. And the key phrase there is, if that company chose. I call this way of thinking carbon economic literacy. Carbon credits are not the same as decarbonization. Real emissions reduction comes through corporate management and third-party verification. The answer is not found on any government price label. It lives in each company's own spreadsheet.